Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure if you haven't already done it, go to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/Tuttle. When you go there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any brand new content. Before I get into my first topic, I also want to thank my biggest and only sponsor, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, or even if you know somebody that is looking to buy or sell a home in the Brevard, Volusia, Flagler areas, tell them to check out my good friend, Ian Hanna. IanHannaHomes.com. He is now hustling his ass off. He says right now houses are going very, very quickly. The guy is the king of virtual tours. So if you don't want to go check out a house, don't want to waste a lot of time with gas prices right now, go to IanHannaHomes.com. You know, once again, going to sound like the old guy that I always said that when I was younger, if I sounded like, I was going to kick my own ass. Well, I've been doing a lot of my own ass kicking. But they created these sidewalks down US 1. Now, instead of like going over by just about 3 feet maybe, they would have saved themselves a lot of time because there's a lot of these big ass telephone poles. And where they created the pathway, they actually went around every single one of these effing damn light poles. And I know that was a big waste of money, but who cares? There's only one school in this area. Not a lot of property owners. Most of the people are living in trailer parks. So who knows if they're even paying property taxes on any of this stuff to pay for everything or schools and stuff like that. But what I've been noticing a lot lately is people, you know, because those sidewalks are made for people riding maybe a bike. I don't even know if they're even allowed. They're called sidewalks for a reason. I don't even know because if you're a group of these bicyclists that are wearing these spandex tight ass like workout suits and you're on a bicycle, you got the biggest camel toe right in the front. And you're just going down and you guys are just like taking a little bit up of the slow lane. And you guys act like you guys own the place. You guys need to do a little bit up on your reading here, because Florida is one of the deadliest places for pedestrians or bicyclists in the whole United States. But the problem we've been having, and back when I was growing up, before, you know, golf carts were affordable, if you had a DUI, you would ride around on a lawnmower, not knowing, a lot of these people didn't know that, you still couldn't drive a lawnmower and be drunk. But people would drive their little lawnmowers up to the convenience store to get their beer because they were too lazy or too messed up to be able to make it down there. We had the CBS grocery store. We had the Sunoco. We had a couple of them. Sunocos are just white trash, moss to light. It is all day, every day. But back to this, people would ride the lawnmowers, but now it's like, now that golf carts have become more affordable, people are using them now. Now, they're not driving them out onto US 1, which is a major highway here in Volusia County. They're driving them down the sidewalks. And I had a little kid, probably not even old enough to drive a goddamn car, run into the front of my PT Cruiser the other day. Now, I'll give you a little bit of, it could have been a little bit my fault. I had the nose just hanging a little bit by the line. Because you have the stop sign, but then you have a little bit further back where you got to stop, which is always a little confusing. But pick the stop sign where you want me to stop. But it's really, really too close to the sidewalk itself. And this kid clipped me, not paying attention. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? The kid wanted to talk a lot of trash. And I was like, no, we're not having that. I wish I would have had my phone on me that day. That was one of the few times in my life that I have ever, ever left my phone anywhere. But this kid ended up clipping the front of the car. I'm like, dude, are you even old enough? And for one thing, should you even be in school right now? Kid was just barefoot, dirty-ass 7-Eleven, dirty-ass bottom feet. But it's just not only the kids, though. It's usually a lot of overweight, just women going up to buy their lottery tickets and their booze, and they can't even, like, they wonder why they're so out of shape. If you just walked up to the Sunoco every single day when you needed to get your booze and lottery tickets and stuff, you would be, like, kind of canceling out all the bad stuff that you're eating and putting in your body. My God. It's just, I know that I'm sounding like the old dude, but man, it just shows you that there must be tons, tons of DUIs here in this part of Volusia County in Florida, because people are just, you're going to need traffic reports just to find out, oh, am I going to be able to take the golf cart up US 1 sidewalks today to get to Camelot's restaurant or Goodrich's? Yeah, that's exactly how bad it's going to get. I even feel like I'm a part of the whole Free Britney hype train type stuff. But everybody's making a big deal about it now. Now that Britney Spears is free, what are all you losers going to do now that you have nothing to be able to go and actually protest against? Do you realize how many other bigger and just more worthy of protests? There are a lot of things out there, like, you know, police brutality, racism, economic equality, just the injustices that are done, the politicians not caring about us, just about how bad everything is. But these losers, you guys are not going to have a single thing to do. You're going to sit around. You're going to be like, So what do we want to have fake outrage about now, people? But yeah, Free Britney worked. You guys got rid of the conservative ship. I think that's, I don't know if that's being conservative ship or conservative. I don't know. I've never claimed to be a real news person. But I got the audio that Britney posted yesterday, and I don't know. Her having somebody, like, look after her might be a good thing, because you were at one time one of the biggest pop stars in the world, and you don't have enough smarts to know not to record a video near your AC air conditioning unit. It's not like you got a small place. You could have went anywhere on probably the 100 acres that you own and could have done the video anywhere and would have gotten better audio than this hunk of garbage.
I'm here today to answer all of your guys' questions. And the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what am I going to do now that the conservatorship's over with? Very good question.
Everybody, if you have a central air and heat, you got those, like, little, like, robotic metallic-looking boxes outside your house. You got this fan blowing up, and it makes a real big racket. It almost sounds like she put her tripod and camera right on top of that, because this is horrible audio. Does she even need somebody to lip sync for her when it comes to doing these interviews and stuff? Do they need to dub her voice over, because she doesn't have enough common sense not to record next to an AC vent?
And it almost sounds like she's really muffled. Like, how can you be over-modulated? She almost sounds like Burn. Hello, Batman.
Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day.
Okay. Was this video recorded in two parts? Because she started out really, really slow at the beginning. And then she sounds like me, like shot out of a cannon after doing a whole 30-milligram Adderall and chased it with a tall black eye from Starbucks. I didn't say black guy. I said black eye. If you get a coffee with two shots of espresso, that is called a black eye. Sometimes I'll just order it just to hear the barista say, "Hey, I got a order for Patrick, a dark black eye." Yeah, no, I do really do that sometimes. I know it's stupid, but man, oh man, what kind of crystal meth or methamphetamines are you on? Because Brittany's looking a little bad. Little bad.
And being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles.
I love how now that she's free, the first thing that she brings up that she's going to buy this. Hey, guess what, people? I'm free now because I can go to any Yankee Candle that I want. And I can get any smell I want. And nobody's going to tell me that I can or cannot buy this candy cane smelling candle from Yankee Candle Company. Yeah, no. Out of all the stuff you could have mentioned, now I can buy candles. Jesus Christ almighty.
It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference.
Maybe I'm way off basis. I mean, is that all you chicks think about is Yankee candles or flavor scented candles? I want to go buy whatever candles I want to. Or does Brittany have like some kind of wax fetish? Like she just likes to like hold lit candles over her body and let the wax slowly just drip on her. Because I got to tell you, Brittany, face is kind of looking a little waxy to begin with. Might want to stay out of the sun. And I'm not trying to be mean, but man, this was one of the, like, heartthrobs. Everybody wanted a piece of Britney Spears as a guy at the early ages. And I think Britney might have been one of the first ones they had that whole countdown. Even before the Olsen twins, it was like, how many days until Britney turns 18 and we'll be able to bang her?
And I'm grateful for that. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. But I'm not here to be a victim. I lived with victims my whole life as a child. That's why I got out of my house and I worked for 20 years.
Wait, I could have sworn Brittany is a little bit younger than me, but at the same time worked for 20 years. Have you really? Because we really haven't seen much of you as of late. Maybe you were out there still doing concerts. I could be completely wrong. It's not like I would like, you log on first thing every day and be like, oh my God, I got to check out my Britney Spears newsfeed. No. I mean, I don't even understand why. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm guilty of bringing it up and talking about it, but I'm not talking about it as in, hey, guess what? Britney's finally free. Making fun of both sides. Making fun of her. Making fun of the people that were like just, you know, there's so many job openings right now, and you guys are out, like, protesting. Free Britney, free Britney, free Britney. Think Britney cares about any of you guys? No. She's looking like she cares about those little those little Debbie snacks that you can get, those cakes. Ugh, so good. So good. You gotta have a lot of willpower around those things. And I know that they're not any different. It's all about the presentation and the memories that it brings back, eating those little Christmas tree Debbie snack cakes. Ugh, I haven't been able to find them yet. I don't know if that's a part of the shortage or not.
And work my ass off. I'm here to be an advocate for people with real disabilities and real illnesses. I'm a very strong woman, so I can only imagine what the system has done to those people.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she might be working a smart little angle here. Like, She doesn't want to make it like a big deal, like, oh, I was a victim. Well, I mean, everybody has been labeling you as that. I don't think you've said that, but now she's trying to reverse it where she's like, oh, there's so many other bigger and more case-worthy people that are getting taken advantage of, that are getting abused, that are victims of bad behavior, victims of trauma. Yes, I can see where Brittany is going to go with this. Now, she could go around, be a motivational speaker, jip people out of their money because people are gullible enough. My God, Brittany's coming around on a motivational tour. We got to go out and see her. Oh, my gosh.
So hopefully my little story, hopefully my story will make an impact. And
I will say, I'm sure there's a lot of AC guys that listen to the Tuttle Daily podcast that are supporters. I would like to hear from you. I mean, does her air conditioner unit sound like it's in pretty good working condition? Because just from my trained ear, that bitch sounds like it's working at 100%. Because you can barely hear her. Yeah, the editing is absolutely horrible in this audio and video. My God, I bet Brittany did this like I do. I do my whole podcast. I do all my video editing right on my iPhone. She probably edited this on iMovie. I would not be shocked at all.
Make some changes in the corrupt system. And the Free Brittany movement, you guys rock. Honestly, my voice was muted and threatened for so long.
See, I know that our voices all get deeper when we get older, but man, oh man, you might want to get a sponsorship from Camel, because the Free Brittany movement, you gotta thank you enough. Oh my God. I know that I shouldn't be picked. Look, I'm down and out. And the sad thing is that Brittany's going to be just fine. That is in case her sister or her father or people that were in charge, lawyers, you know, people that do her taxes and stuff, IRS guy, that they all didn't rip her off. Hopefully she's going to have a little bit of money, but maybe it was a good thing though, too. Where would Brittany be right now if she had full, total access to all the money that she has made throughout the years? She might be dead right now. Who knows?
And I wasn't able to speak up or say anything. And because of you guys and the awareness of kind of knowing what was going on and delivering that news to the public for so long, you gave it awareness to all of them. And because of you, I honestly think you guys saved my life in a way, 100%. And I know there's a lot of jokes about the Free Brittany movement. We're not free, we're expensive. Okay, birdies, I'm expensive too. But anyways, with that said, let's move forward. God bless you all. We're gonna have a good year, good Christmas, and rock on.
The next story that I wanna get into, I actually find it very, very funny, because we've all been in those situations where when nature calls, if you gotta pee or even take a dump, like, I just sound like Cosby. What I'm trying to say is that you do have control over your own butthole, your BH, but you also only to a certain point. Like, the closer and closer you get into or get closer to a bathroom, your butt just knows. It has a bathroom radar attached. I don't know if it comes out of your butthole or whatever happens, but whenever you're close to a bathroom and you got to go, your butthole takes over control all day, every day. Now, I've also never ordered from DoorDash or Grubhub or any of these other delivery services, because these are people that are just doing this. This isn't their main source of income. They're doing this to make ends meet. So, of course, they're not going to care as much as they would if they were a full-time, like, hospitality person. I have no problem ordering from pizza delivery guys, because they actually work for the company. Hell, they could have easily have made the pie that they're delivering to me. But over in California, I guess this DoorDasher did have a little bit of an issue where she lost control of her butthole And she did something that got caught on security cameras after she was done with her delivery.
Yeah, this might make you a bit hesitant the next time you think about ordering food for delivery. A woman delivery driver caught on camera relieving herself in the lobby of this apartment building and then walked off like nothing happened.
Okay, now, I know, look, some people just have a different code of conduct. I'm going to do everything in my possibility not to have to defecate inside of a trash can at a apartment complex. But like I said, though, like depending on how bad this was. And just to let you know, I used the keyword. The woman did this after she delivered the food. So she, even though had her, she had a gopher head coming out of her BH, she took the time to get the food delivered there first, so she didn't like crap in a trash can and then deliver your food. She got it to you, then she relieved herself, defecated, and I don't see what the problem is. Yes, did it suck that she did this? Yes, I agree. But sometimes, like, you, here, I'll give you an example. I guarantee you, if when this DoorDasher was delivering the food, if they asked, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry, but can I please use your bathroom? I know that you probably shouldn't have, and I know that it shouldn't be your responsibility, but this woman is making a big deal like this is the end of the world.
I checked that video, and I literally threw up. I was so sick.
I hate when people use the word literally, because you know that this bitch did not throw up literally. I know, you know, she did not literally throw up because she already knew what she was looking for. Because the reason why is because somebody complained of finding poop, I guess, around the trash can. And that's why what alerted her. So, no, woman, you did not literally throw up.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Radio DJ Lisa Stanley is sick.
Okay, it makes a lot of sense now. Makes a lot of sense. Radio people love to go over the top, even though they've done all types of stuff to offend other people. They're like, oh my gosh, why are you so offended? I didn't do anything wrong. But when it's on the other foot and the radio DJ is offended, it's like, oh my God, how in a million years could you poop in a trash can? Now, if I'm just being honest, do you think that DoorDasher really wanted to poop in a trash can? Do you think that was like her like full like intentions? Like, I'm gonna crap in this trash can as soon as I get done with this delivery. No, I'm sure it was embarrassing for her. You know, I've had like cases where I had no choice at all, where I just had to go behind a dumpster and just let it rip. Take a sock off. You will take both of your socks off. Use those to wipe with, and then go about your day. Everybody has used random articles of clothing to clean themselves up from having to go to the bathroom when they didn't want to. And guess what? It's a traumatic experience. So let's not act like this DoorDasher did it on purpose. Let's not, like, why is this even news? I know that I'm covering it, but I'm not even really getting into the fact is, look, it sucks that the woman took a dump in the trash can. But like I said, do you think that was her intention? Do you think if she had a choice of using a bathroom or having the crap in a trash can, she would have picked the trash can all day? No, no way at all.
To her stomach after seeing security video of a DoorDash driver doing the unthinkable in the lobby of her Brentwood apartment building.
How could it be the unthinkable? I know that I'm playing a lot of word games here, but it's something that we all do. It is something that we all do. You know, even when we first start dating somebody, we always like, oh my God, I got to make sure that I poop before, because I could be spending the night at her house. She could be spending the night at my house. And it goes both ways, but nobody will. And that's when you know you guys finally start getting comfortable with each other is when you're farting and you have no problem going in and taking a big-ass dump in a toilet at your significant other that you just started seeing. Oh, yeah. But this isn't the unimaginable because it's something that everybody does. God damn it.
She looks over, she sees it's all over the place, and then she takes off this, wraps it around her, and then struts out.
See, you know what this is? And by the way, this was an African-American woman. And now, to this point, if I'm just being honest, I think that this woman is an elitist. This woman, do you really think you're embarrassing the hell out of a woman that ended up pooping in a trash can? Like I said, do you really think, or did you give such a bad tip? Like, even though, because they said that the neighbors, I think, bought this food for her. And I guarantee you this bitch didn't leave a tip. Now, I'm not saying that's a good reason to take a dump in somebody's trash can. But I also know if I really, really had to go and I had no other choice and you left me a bad tip and I delivered your food before I took that said dump and you still didn't give me a tip, you know what, woman? Yes, I'm going to do it. But you don't have to go around embarrassing this poor woman. Probably making minimum wage, doing DoorDash. Ugh, whatever. I hate people like this.
Stanley says her neighbor ordered lunch for her through the DoorDash app last Friday. The driver dropped it off, and before she left, she relieved herself.
All right, so what's your complaint? Yeah, this woman does, I think, own the apartment complex. But what is your complaint? She delivered the food to you first before she took a dump. She could have done it the other way around, and you still would have found out about it, but guess what? You wouldn't have found out about it before you ate that food. And let's be honest, that food is all sealed up. It's all sealed up. So, Jesus Christ almighty, we are just blowing this story way out of proportion.
Stanley, who manages the apartment building, didn't know what happened until a neighbor told her there was feces in the lobby. She reviewed the security camera, and that's when she witnessed the vile act.
There is no scenario in the world that what I saw should have happened.
Yeah, elitist. You're telling me no way in the world that this should have never happened. So I guess this woman has never had an accident. I guess this woman has never had to go so bad. I should never tell the story, but hell, my mom... You know, when I was younger, I was driving her back from one of her appointments, and I thought she was just kidding. You know, a lot of people was like, if you don't hurry up and get home, I'm going to crap my pants. And guess what? Oh, she did. She did. And that's when I realized when you get older, you kind of start losing a little bit more control of those bowels. And so this woman just needs to shut her goddamn mouth. I wouldn't even be surprised, like, if this is some dumbass radio bit just to be able to get like some attention for your radio show. It would not surprise me one bit at all, because if not, this woman is sounding like a really big see you next Tuesday, if you know what I mean.
Stanley reported the incident to DoorDash, who refunded the order and issued a $20 credit. A spokesman for the company issued this statement. The trust and safety of our community is extremely important, and what's shown in this video is absolutely unacceptable and disturbing. We've deactivated this Dasher and are actively working to be in touch with the building staff so we can reimburse for the cleaning costs. We will also cooperate with law enforcement on any investigation. Stanley said she wanted to speak out because this is a health issue and wants to see changes to make it safer and healthier for people to get their food.
I'm worried for all the elderly, especially, who can't go out and get their food and rely on these services. This is a health problem here, because then you can be sure she was going on to deliver other meals.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't say, what if that was her last stop of the day? Or what if she had that mistake? Because you can't tell me. Because you said she had it all over herself and she just wrapped a thing around her. No way. If that was the case, nobody in their right mind is going to go pick up other DoorDash meals. Because I'm telling you, for one thing, if you walk, because you got to walk into these restaurants to pick up this food and stuff. So trust me, these owners of these restaurants are going to be able to tell if somebody walks in with feces all over them. This is one of the most one-sided stories that I've ever seen. Yes, do I agree that it was something bad that she did? Yes. But come on now, do you really think she chose to do that? I could be a way off basis. There could just be horrible people here on the face of the planet, or especially here in the United States, that would do something like that. So, I don't know. I would like to hear from you guys. Weirdest places you've ever had to poop. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.